Welcome back to Dolphins Monday on the Finsiders. It is exit Monday as the players head out of town and at least out of the building for the next couple of weeks. The season is shockingly over just like that for the Dolphins following yesterday's 20-7 loss to the New York Jets. Earlier today, as the players were finishing up their media obligations, wide receiver Mike Wallace was nice enough to stop by our studio, had a really good introspective chat about his first season as a member of the Miami Dolphins. So enjoy it. Mike Wallace chatting with myself, Troy Stratford, and O.J. McDuffie. Let's go big picture here, man. Let's talk about your first season in a Dolphin uniform. Obviously, it was a change year for you. It was a transition year for you. How do you feel your first year in Miami went?
It was okay. I feel like, you know, my expectations of myself is always higher. But we did okay. I was average, just like everybody else for the most part. Our season, our record tells all of that.
You know, first season sometimes is like that, you know, trying to connect with a new quarterback. We saw Ryan and you guys, you know, just a little bit off, it seems like, a little bit short, a little bit long at times. Mm-hmm. What do you think about in the offseason you guys have to do to make that more of a connection between you two?
Just work together, just work out. I think we'll get on the same page. It's kind of hard to see where everybody's coming from when you jump right into it. So now we have time to go back, evaluate. Just watch and learn from the things we've done this year and just build off it. I think if we work out together, we'll be fine.
You know, Mike, we've been sitting here talking about ad nauseum as well, just the deep passes, not connecting on them. Mm-hmm. And we really believe if we just hit on half of the ones that we missed, and I see your eyes light up right there, we're talking about potentially 2, 3, 4 more victories here for the Miami Dolphins. Yep. Such a momentum changer. Got to be frustrating, yes?
Oh, definitely, especially when you know we can hit them. I've done this plenty of times on my own. I know Ryan's done it on his own. We just have to hit it together right now. When you just go back and look at how many touchdowns, like you said, it's got to be 12, 13, 14 touchdowns we left out there. Mm-hmm. Easily, more than that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very manageable plays that we can hit. It's easy, not easy. It's a lot easier said than done, but it's plays that is, you know, easily in our capability of hitting. So we got to be able to go out there and make those plays. And that's 2 touchdowns a game possibly. You know, that's wins. You know, for the most part, all our games count out of 3, 5, 7 points. Mm-hmm. You know, we hit 2 more touchdowns a game. That's wins. That's 12 wins maybe.
You're hearing from Mike Wallace what we've been saying and what a lot of fans have been saying. Certainly an awareness of the situation. So what's the offseason look like for you? It obviously comes suddenly and I don't want to say unexpectedly, but you didn't think this was going to be the position you were going to be in on December 30th. So what's next?
It's looking long. The offseason is definitely looking long. We don't have another meeting until April 21st, I think. Mm. So that's a long time to think about 2 games. That you know how it fizzled down on us. And when we had it in our hands and we just didn't make it happen, that's a long time, 4.5 months to think about. And you know, not enough time to let it burn and make sure you don't feel this again. I'm not used to feeling like this, and definitely not trying to get used to feeling like this.
Do you have a list in your head of like, hey, this is what, you know, I need to do, this is what this team needs to do, or is it still a little bit early for that kind of thing?
Kind of early, but just off the top of my head, I know, you know, I get open pretty deep often, but I feel like I need to come back and jump over a couple guys for sure. First and foremost, that's the main thing I see with myself. And if I take care of that, I feel like, you know, I've improved every game as far as, you know, getting connection with Ryan, running routes. I think that's the main thing. If I could pinpoint one thing for myself, is to come back and jump over a couple guys when the ball comes short.
Mike, let's talk about the group as a whole. I thought the group as a wide receiver group was really solid. You know, you lose B. Gibb early, but you and Hartline, and I love the way Rashard came in, and you can put Clay in the group with you guys. How do you assess your group as a whole? I thought it was one of the more talented groups in the NFL.
Definitely. I think we have a deep group, especially when you consider, like you said, Gibb got hurt, Ben's got hurt in training camp. We have a lot of guys, and everybody brings something different to the table. So it's not just a deep group. It's a versatile group. I think we all have a little different weapon that we could bring. And together, collectively, for the whole offseason, I think it'll be good for us. You know, we came in March, April.
Right.
That's kind of like the middle of the offseason. But now that we have all this time, we have time to go back and evaluate each other and know, you know, how our chemistry needs to be and how we can work together and be better. And I think we'll come back so much stronger next year. It's easy to say it right now in December when we're one day removed from the season. But I think just together with our abilities, if we stay focused, we could do a lot of great things.
Yeah, and I know a lot of times, you know, you want to take some time off when the season's over. You know, how eager are you to get back out there and get back to work, though?
You know how I go, yeah, man. When you, especially after a loss like that, when you know you should have won a football game, you in position to make it to the playoffs, and you just lost it on your own. I'm ready to go right now. Yeah. But, you know, from a body standpoint, you have to let yourself rest just a little bit. But I'm ready to get back to work. I know, like I said, I fell so short of my goals for myself from a personal standpoint that I need to get back to work and get better.
Short of your goals, but you did have a career high 73 receptions this year, so that's a positive there. Mm-hmm. It was interesting to me that you brought up your play and attacking the ball more, being more, you know, of a defensive guy when the ball is underthrown. How do you believe that you can actually work on that and improve on that?
Just knowing
that's
that,
a tough one.
Just knowing that the ball, you know, judging it a little faster from a standpoint of being greedy, I always want to still try to score the football. Sometimes I need to know that, you know, this is not about to be a touchdown, that it's just going to be a big play for my team, a first down, maybe even a pass interference. I just got to stop trying to want to score so much and just keep running and stay going. You know, that's my main thing. I always want to make everything a touchdown instead of knowing that the ball is a little short sometimes, that I have to attack it and get the first down before a touchdown sometimes. Me, I want to get
to the house. Run.
that's my main thing. That's why I fall short at that, knowing that everything can't be a touchdown and knowing that I just got to make the first down sometimes, and those things that add up and, you know, be touchdown.
Talk to us a little bit about Charles Clay. I mean, he just burst onto the scene this year. Big season from him, and he certainly is a playmaker on this team. Just talk about what he brings to the offense and just his growth throughout the year.
Versatility. The first thing I heard about Charles when I first got here is how elusive he was, but they say he wasn't consistent. But I didn't see that the whole time I was here. You know, I wasn't here the first couple years with him, but from what I've seen, he's been consistent the whole year, and he's gradually gotten better. He's a mismatch, you know, for anybody out there. Safety, you know, they too small. The linebacker's too slow. He's out there, but he moves like us, and he can put his hand in the dirt. He can get at fullback. Mm-hmm. He's a Swiss Army knife, man. He's one of those guys who you could put back there and play anything. He's just a good football player. He has good instincts, and, you know, I've just seen his confidence grow more and more every week, you know, running over one guy 1 week, then next week two guys, then the next week three guys, you know. So the more he make plays, the more his confidence goes up, and I hope he can just build off of that and just not take a step backwards, and we can continue to go forward, and, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
Really nice and honest look back at the 2013 season with Mike Wallace. Appreciate you coming in today and all the times you stopped by this season. It's fun watching you in Aqua and Orange this year, and look forward to better things, bigger things next year, too.
Me too.